Thank you for joining the Mike Bellagio podcast here on Anchor/Spotify/iTunes. Thank you for tuning in. Just got a few topics on my mind. I wanted to talk about Joe Biden. You know, the real Joe Biden died in 2019. If you haven't known, Joe Biden has a doppelganger. They've cloned him, and he's definitely wearing a mask. He's definitely got a mask on, you know. It just seems like that we're in a fabricated reality. The reality is fabricated in a massive level. Social media, everything, it just causes more layers in the matrix, you know, more ones and zeros, more zeros and ones. This next election is going to be the last human election as far as with the AI advancing, the AI technology is advancing so much. All these movies, they tell you, you know, us against the machines, you know? So, you know, you gotta, in some way it's not gonna be fictional no more. It's gonna be, you know, it's reality. It's gonna be in real time, you know? There's a lot of things going on, you know? Like, the people that create these technologies and that, like, think 50 years ahead of us, you know, they already thought it, you know, whatever you thought, they already thought 50 years ago, you know, of what's going to happen with the world and the agenda and the direction of humanity and everything like that. They already, you know, same, look, 2030, they had a 2030 agenda years, maybe back in the 19s, who knows, you know. They had a 2030 agenda, you know. 2030 agenda is about depopulation. It's about, you know, control, you know, at a massive level. Depopulation, 2030 agenda, if, you know, ever since the C-19 came, that's when the depopulization started. And, you know, they're already telling us they're going to come out with new viruses and new funguses and, you know, so you just don't know as far as, like, when is that going to happen. But, you know, as far as, like, you know, 2025 to 2030, it's like, you know, we're not far away. Like, you know, we're not far away. And it's just, you know, you know, to just understand, you know, that the, you know, life is just not fair. Being born into this world is just not fair, because everything that's going on, you know, you're being born into these, and you're being born into these indoctrinations, you know. And when you're born into these indoctrinations, you know, you're born into like a slavery mindset, you know what I'm saying? You know, same thing with high school or school or education. It's not really education, it's indoctrination. They're indoctrinating us. They're indoctrinating us on a massive level. And, you know, we all know, you know, Christopher Columbus and all that. We all know that's not true, you know? You know what I mean? They got to teach us, like, real history, you know? You know, and like the old history is not even relevant no more, because they're not even teaching kids about the old history anymore. So it's just kind of weird. It's just kind of weird that education is more about, like, you know, how they're trying to put, like, these new cultures on the students, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think that's right. Um, you know, that they're trying to, you know, put these new cultures down people's necks. And you know, you know what I'm talking about, you know, all these different movements and all these different radicals. You know, they're trying to make a lot of students radical with these different movements. And it wasn't like that when I was in high school, you know, which was high school I went to was vocational. It was like mechanical, construction, HVAC, computer repair, stuff like that. Like, I went to a real, like, I guess a male high school, I guess, just like a trade school. I mean, there was women too. But the school nowadays is just a joke, man. You got to self-educate yourself. And as far as like, same thing, you know, about trying to learn about God in the spiritual level. Like, you know, you got to spiritually incline yourself in this world that we live in, because there is a lot of darkness. And there is a lot of good people, but, you know, they say in the scriptures, when good men do nothing, evil will thrive. So we're seeing a lot of evil thrive right now. And a lot of the good men are just sitting back. A lot of good men are getting ridiculed. A lot of good men are getting locked up. Look at Andrew Tate. A lot of good men get their character destroyed. You know, and this is the stuff we got to deal with. A lot of good husbands get divorced because their women want to be with different guys, whatever. You know, they don't make too much money, or, you know, it's just, or your body is not nice enough or whatever. You know, it's like, this is what it's come down to. You know what I'm saying? Look at politics. Politics is like the biggest Ponzi scheme. Like, you know, I don't even know why we still vote. Like, why do we still vote? You know, like, if everybody just didn't vote in this election, you know, nobody would win. The people would win, you know? Just like if nobody went to work for one day, you know how much money wouldn't be made all around the world, because America make the world go around. A lot of countries, you know, America's number one, make world go around. And then you got China or America, however you want to look at it. But they're both up there. As far as, you know, but, you know, it's a lot of ways for us to get our power back, you know, but they got us stuck on our cell phones, and they got us stuck, you know, the shackles are in our minds now, you know, so, you gotta just be aware, you know, and how to take charge and be a leader in this world. You got to be a leader. You got to be a leader, because you got to be resilient. A lot of changes are happening. So, I mean, but yeah, 2024 would be the last human election. You know, as far as with the AI and, you know, what, you know, you never know what's going on with Joe Biden. You know, a lot of people say he's got a mask on. A lot of people say he's got like a voice emitter, you know, with the voice, you know, it could be, we just don't know, like something is going on, like something crazy is going on in this country. This country is being hijacked. This country is being hijacked, bro. And like, you know, good citizens are just sitting back and just, you know, living their daily lives, you know, living their normal daily routine lives. And, it's tough to know that, you know, we're being robbed. We're being robbed from our liberties and our privacies and a lot more, you know, exchange for securities and so what. And, you know, it's just, I pray for America. I pray for the nation. I pray for the people. You know, I hope we can all rise from what's going on, from this debacle, from this delusion, from this immorality. You know, hope we can all rise and be strong And you know, as far as the podcast, that's all I got to say today. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please spread this message if you align with what I'm saying. Please spread the message. And you know, you're not the only one. You know, I think the same way. So you know, I'm with you. So thank you for joining the Mike Bellagio podcast here on Anchor/Spotify and iTunes. Thank you so much.